If you've ever felt too broken, too messed up, too far gone, this episode is for you.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Hey, guys. It's good to see you again. Yeah. Oh, do you want to press that? Yeah. There you go. He said,
I'll press it. Maybe not.
Okay, guys, y'all know how now in this world, if you mess up just once, if you have a big mess up, you're basically done for. Like, people are just now with the internet being everyone posting everything on the internet. It's so easy for people to see your mistakes.
They don't give you no second chance.
They don't give you no second chance. Yeah, exactly. So people use the term broken if you have some sort of like mental health issue or if you've failed at something. Maybe, like, what would be an example for failure? What do you think?
Failing an exam.
Failing an exam, failing a semester, or what? Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to say, I don't know. I had it and then it's gone.
Or, I got one.
Tell me.
When I'm having to learn my guitar parts for Monday's nights, and then I can't get this one part. I look, start crashing out.
Really? I mean, I understand you.
You can ask my roommates, Jackson especially, he can hear me.
Oh my goodness.
Got a little bit heated at the guitar. But yeah.
Hopefully you don't break it like the other time you broke your guitar.
This is a little too expensive. I can't do that.
He broke the guitar because he dropped it.
I was getting out of my car, and I thought I had the strap grabbed by my hand, but I did not. In fact, I just, whoop. Yeah. And I have one of those cheap like bags for the guitars because those things are already expensive enough. Yeah. The guitar's already expensive.
Exactly.
You want to bag this little bag for it too?
Yeah.
And that thing is like 100 and something bucks. Like, no. Yeah. I got all that. Yeah. And it broke. So now I'm chilling until I fix it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw all that happen. I feel so bad for him. But thankfully, everything... everything was fine. But sometimes, like, maybe that... That was not fine. You weren't fine. That hurt you right here. Imagine if, like, that was Jose's last straw. Like, he has been dealing, like, maybe he's been going through, like, a very tough week, and then him breaking the guitar was the last straw, and he was like, okay, I'm over it. Like, I just quit. Mm-hmm.
No more guitar.
No more guitar. No more.
Switching to piano. No, I would never switch it. That is so much harder.
Well, okay, I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with this, but maybe you're about to give up. Like, how do you deal with that, truthfully? Like, there's so much stress on your back, or you feel like you have this dream that you can't fully accomplish it, and you're like, I'm about to give up. Like, how do you guys deal with it? I know sometimes the culture, our society, puts so much stress on guys. Like, how do y'all manage that?
You don't. No, I'm just kidding. Is what I would have said if I wouldn't have managed. But I feel like it just, it depends on the situation and the gravity, the magnitude of what the matter is.
Okay.
Big words. Oh, wow. Okay.
So, for me, I mean, I could say, I think it was after, end of high school, I was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, and that's a big one.
And so, I kind of felt, there was a point where I kind of just wanted to, I'll just see where life takes me and then see what happens. And I kind of wanted to just, and then, because obviously, could I go to school? Could I not? All those sorts of matters where I was kind of just like, well, I guess I could just give up and not really like continue in education and just go to work. But I remember, especially like, Hispanic household, you know, moms either like, you're either going to school or you're working.
But you have to figure it out, like, now.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah, like, there's a pressure.
Yeah, and then she's like, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I was like, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
And for me, it was just, I guess it was just praying. Even though, I guess you could say family wasn't super supportive. But obviously, like, I feel like just praying and talking to God about it. I talked to one of my teachers, and he also surprisingly helped. He's like, well, I forgot what he said. But he did, like...
He helped.
I just realized he helped. I don't remember what he said, but I was just... After that, he was like, yeah. He's like my number one high school teacher.
Oh, well, I'm so thankful that you had somebody there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's people that feel like they have nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they even feel like they don't even have, like, God backing them up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this Bible verse that it's in Matthew 12:20 that basically shows how Jesus acts with people that are struggling. Madeline, could you read it for us?
Of course. It says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So,
what does that mean?
Exactly.
What
Thank you. Let's break it down, shall we?
Words.
Jose, what is the meaning of a bruised reed he will not break? Let's say, what's a reed?
Okay, a reed is a little plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very...
Very thin and, like, long...
Right, you can, like, blow air on it, and that thing is going to break. That thing ain't holding nothing up, bro.
Where do they grow? Do y'all know?
In the water or marshy, like, ground.
Yeah, like a swamp. Yeah. Well, insert picture right here.
Right
there. That's what a reed is. And we're going to... What do you... what does it symbolize, a reed?
So... It symbolizes people who are hurt,
mm-hmm.
or discouraged, or ashamed,
mm-hmm.
or even spiritually weak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Bible verse literally says, a bruised reed he will not break. So let's put me. Maybe Fernanda is struggling with, I don't know.
Life.
With life. Let's put anything, something. Hits.
Whoa.
And she is, like, Fernanda, why am I talking in third person? And I am, and I am literally, like, inches away from breaking. Like, I'm about to, like, just break.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not here to be like, okay, you've messed up. That's your bad. Mm-hmm. No. He will not break the reed. Sometimes we, with our own decisions that we've made in life, mm-hmm. we create bruises on ourselves. Like, we hurt ourselves because we do have free will. But Jesus is not here to finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is here to restore it. And that just shows how much he loves you, no matter the circumstance that you are dealing with. Maybe you're struggling with depression, anxiety. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship with your significant other. Maybe you're struggling with your relationship with your parents or your job. Jesus is literally wanting to be there for you, and he just wants you to know that he's there for you. Mm-hmm. Let's explain the next section of that Bible verse. Marlon, we're going to explain, in a smoldering wick, he will not quench.
He will not quench. So what is a wick? Well, obviously, if you love candles, you know what a wick is.
I know, Madeline.
I like candles. Yeah.
Candles are nice. I had a pine tree smelling scent one from Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, they're good.
And I dropped it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you could put it in, like, the wax melt thingies, and you could still use it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I had a candle, too, and then we were throwing a ball around the apartment, and Jackson threw it. And it hit the candle, and the candle just went everywhere, like all up in the window, the shades, the ground. It was a very good smelling candle, too. It was from Target. It's called Salt. It was really good. It was really good.
Salt.
Well, if you have a candle at home, continue.
And let's say this candle is, like, at its lowest.
Like it's about to be done.
It's about to be done. the wick, you would see, like, when you try to light it, either one, it's going to be very hard to light. Or when it does light, it's going to be like a small flame like this big. Like, it's not doing anything.
Like, it's almost about to die.
Yeah.
I shared an example. Like, if you've watched the movie Encanto, you know the candle that's about to die? Mm-hmm. That's a smoldering wick.
Smoldering wick. And one, either you could, like, get the blowtorch and... So it lights faster, right? Or you could just, like just... Yeah. Out, right. Like,
y'all be doing that with your fingers?
No, I'm too afraid of that.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Really?
You do that?
I did it once.
Did it burn?
No.
Did you ever do it again?
Oh, not really, because I just.
Because you're scared.
It's easier to put the lid on
it's
it.
It's okay. Jose. You can acknowledge
okay,
it.
I'm scared. It threatened me. But that's not what Jesus would do. You see, because he was not there to like. He's not there to torch it or anything. He's like, it says a smoldering wick he will not quench. He even like, it represents those, like Jose said, who maybe are spiritually weak, those who have been like feeling hopeless.
Yeah.
Feeling low. Like our flame is like,
exactly.
Not big. And even if you feel like you don't have faith, Jesus still sees that spark, and he knows of who you could become.
Right? Exactly. So maybe right now, like, you're out there and you're like, whoa, it's one thing after the other, and you don't really know who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. He knows you. So he literally, come as you are. Go to someone. Start asking questions. Maybe you have a Bible, or you can just look it up online and start reading his word and who Jesus is. And literally, verse 20 says, let me read it for you. It's a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench until he brings justice to victory. 21. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. Gentiles are everyone that are not Jews. So basically saying, they will hope. There is hope. There is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you might feel like you're in darkness.
Yeah.
Jesus is waiting for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Jose, if you've ever had to, have you ever felt whenever you thought you didn't have the answer, did you ever feel God being like, hey, Jose, I'm here. Has God ever helped you like that?
Yeah. If you ask Julia, she'll tell you I'm a very stubborn person. And yeah, I accept that.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to like look for help.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in the past like few years, like I had plenty of times where I needed help and mm-hmm. I didn't look for it. I just dealt with it with my own. But recently, like I've started like actually seeking that help. Not in people. I haven't gotten to that step in my life.
It's a small process.
But
yeah.
I have gotten to a point where I'm like looking for God for answers and like guidance. I've had definitely like times where like, oh, I'm like this, I don't know how to deal with this. So I pray and I look it up. It's really easy now. Just look it up. Hey, well, somebody in the Bible about this, man. Please.
Please.
And then I read it and I kind of like, you know, try to figure out what God's trying to tell me, and I pray on it. But yeah, it's not the easiest thing.
It's not the easiest thing because, like, let's say today I'm being discipled by my lovely friend, Ms. Glenda, and she literally pointed out something. She said, that is the independent woman in you speaking.
Mm.
And she basically said, you need to understand that to make those next steps, you're going to have to let go of some things and your life is going to have to transform in other ways. Like speaking about my future and what I want and if the Lord allows me to become a wife and like all the next stages, you know.
Right.
And she was like, you're going to have to let go. Sometimes it's hard to let go and to admit that you might need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
Maybe finding somebody that you trust. Like an older person that is already experienced could be someone that could guide you. Do you guys have anyone like that in your lives that maybe, like, you maybe have not started to, but you could?
Yeah, I'm
in this discipleship and with Ryan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's a person I really trust, and like I see myself like going to if I need like help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also got my friends, Jackson, Campbell, mm-hmm. Julia. It's like people I know that like if I talk to them, they're gonna talk to me and not just give me like their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might give me their opinion and yeah, but they give me like their Christian opinion and like what they like believe, like with the Bible, what it says and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust that they're gonna like talk to me in that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a pastor at church. I know he's always there. And whenever we have events at church or whenever is it I come early and he's there, we just talk and whatnot. And I know especially sometimes, I don't know, people or guys in general, we can be like Cousin said, stubborn to ask for help. And sometimes we know we need help, but we just don't and we ignore it. Like for me, I know there's definitely been a point in my life where I have just been like, I know there's God, I know I can pray, I know I can do all this, but yet you choose not to, right? So either way.
Stop, Jose. He's talking about serious things.
Sorry.
It's okay. We get
men. Okay, continue, Madeline.
No one. Anyways, so we can feel like sometimes maybe whoever's watching this or whoever's listening, we sometimes know we need and we don't talk or we don't say anything. We know we can pray, but we don't. And we just kind of continue to live like that. Mm-hmm. We just continue to live. And eventually, we're going to get burnt out.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen eventually. And that's when, you know, people in your life could help. I know I have a good amount of people I could talk to,
mm-hmm.
And God. But eventually, we're going to burn out. And like Jose said, I don't know. You didn't say that. But I was going to say something. But no, it doesn't tie in. We've all been saying here for countless times, God's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to pick you up. He's not there to like hurt you or bruise you in any way. He's just, hey.
He's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for being so honest. It might be easier for girls to go and seek for advice, but even for me, like sometimes it's hard to admit that, oh, I need to ask for help in this, or like mm-hmm. I start comparing myself to others' victories mm-hmm. and just focus on like the things that I haven't accomplished yet. So what I wanna leave us with is go to God. Go read his Bible. Maybe you don't really know how to. Well, you can join us every Friday for our conversations. And little by little, you will start to be able to understand who God is mm-hmm. and follow along in our conversations. Get a Bible or look it up online and follow what we're reading. We're in the book of Matthew right now. We've already done chapters 1 through 12. So just join us in our conversations. Also, find somebody that already knows who God is, and they will give you advice that will probably benefit you in a way that you didn't know it could. Just give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, just don't forget that you're loved. Don't forget that Jesus literally came to this world for you. So I want to end this by having a little prayer. So let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much because you are so good, and you have been so, you've shown us mercy. You haven't given us what we deserved, and you've shown us grace. You've given us more than what we deserve, and you've forgiven us because we make mistakes every day. God, I pray that for whoever that is watching that is in need of some hope, I pray that you give it to them. And I pray that they can find a support in you and in other people around them. Please bless their day and please allow them to get to know you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, guys, where can they find us every Friday at 10 a.m.? Jose.
Let me get this right. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, capital ADAW podcast.
Perfect. Madeline, yes. What else can they use to learn a little bit more about Jesus?
Follow at follow.lifeword.org.
And perfect.
If you want Spanish, just add a dash, Spanish.
Thank you. Guys, y'all killed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And LifeWord on Facebook.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You can follow us. You can go to LifeWord for more content about who Jesus is. End it for me.
We'll be here again Friday, 10 a.m. Be there or be square. Bye-bye.